Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today is December 19th, and from the United States, we hear from Father Jerry Stuckey. Father Jerry works in justice and peace ministry in the Archdiocese of St. Louis, Missouri. His preaching today is entitled, Full of Wonder, Wonderful God.
A reading from the Gospel of Luke. In the days of Herod, king of Judea, there was a priest named Zechariah of the priestly division of Abijah. His wife was from the daughters of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. Both were righteous in the eyes of God, observing all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord blamelessly. But they had no child, because Elizabeth was barren and both were advanced in years. Once, when he was serving as priest in his division's turn before God, according to the practice of the priestly service, he was chosen by lot to enter the sanctuary of the Lord to burn the incense. Then, when the whole assembly of the people was praying outside at the hour of the incense offering, the angel of the Lord appeared to him, standing at the right of the altar of incense. Zechariah was troubled by what he saw, and fear came upon him. But the angel said to him, "Do not be afraid, Zechariah, because your prayer has been heard. Your wife Elizabeth will bear a son, and you shall name him John. And you will have joy and gladness, and many will rejoice at his birth, for he will be great in the sight of the Lord. He will drink neither wine nor strong drink. He will be filled with the Holy Spirit, even from his mother's womb, and he will turn many of the children of Israel to the Lord their God. He will go before him in the spirit and power of Elijah to turn the hearts of fathers toward children and the disobedient to the understanding of the righteous, to prepare a people fit for the Lord." Then Zechariah said to the angel, "How shall I know this? For I am an old man and my wife is advanced in years." And the angel said to him in reply, "I am Gabriel, who stand before God. I was sent to speak to you and to announce to you this good news. But now you will be speechless and unable to talk until the day these things take place, because you did not believe my words, which will be fulfilled at their proper time." Meanwhile, the people were waiting for Zechariah and were amazed that he stayed so long in the sanctuary. But when he came out, he was unable to speak to them, and they realized that he had seen a vision in the sanctuary. He was gesturing to them, but remained mute. Then, when his days of ministry were completed, he went home. After this time, his wife Elizabeth conceived, and she went into seclusion for 5 months, saying, "So has the Lord done for me at a time when he has seen fit to take away my disgrace before others." The word of the Lord. I like to take walks regularly in a park near my home here in St. Louis called Forest Park. It's always awesome. Nature's remarkable. Being a birder, I keep seeing birds that I've seen 100 times and they're still impressive. People are wonderful. When I mentioned this to a friend recently, she said, "Oh, you must have read Dr. Keltner's book on awe." I had never heard of it, but soon delved into his book, Awe, The New Science of Everyday Wonder and How It Can Transform Your Life. Keltner is a psychologist at the Great Good Science Center of the University of California in Berkeley. His research into mental and physical health puts science and spirituality together for me. It's a very interesting book, and I think you might enjoy it yourself if you're trying to find awe in your life and the meaning of nature and spirituality. He suggested daily awe walks. When you return at the end of a walk with at least one thing that left you awestruck, marveling at its wonderfulness. It certainly raised my consciousness on my daily walks now. That's what this holy season does for me and for all of us too, I think. Advent and Christmas, it puts awe and wonder, heaven and earth, humanity and divinity on such a high plane that we can only marvel. It's awesome. The daily Advent and Christmas readings from scriptures with great hopeful prophets, the infancy narratives full of miracles, they're nothing less than wonderful, awe-inspiring. Today, once again, we hear in Luke's gospel of another surprise pregnancy. This time, Elizabeth and Zechariah. The news from the same angel Gabriel who announced Mary's pregnancy. Well, like Zechariah, we are dumbstruck too with stories of the voice of God in Joseph's dreams, the signs in the heavens of a great star, the kindness of family visitations between the two women, the inclusivity of the poor, and shepherds. Everywhere, signs of God, manifestations of God with us. Epiphanies showing the mystery, holiness, and compassion of God at work with us. It's a message of peace and justice, like lambs lying down with sleep, to sleep with lions. We can hardly imagine it. When so much in our life and in our own world might seem hopeless, I suggest we look for angels, listen for the voice of God, and you will be awestruck. I recently listened to Handel's Messiah once again, as I do every year at this time. I ended up with an earworm singing for hours afterwards the lines from Isaiah that God is wonderful, Counselor, Almighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Aren't you glad I didn't try to sing that for you? Wonderful Counselor. Anyway, I suggest that we take awe walks with God, to once again get a sense of wonder and mystery and holiness in our lives every day. So when the sun sets nightly, we can name at least one aha experience of the day when we know the awe of God was present, when God was speaking to us in hidden ways, when the wonder of God was wonderful to us. We see life differently because we live in Christ, who lives in us. May you have a wonderful, awesome Advent and a Christmas full of wonder at what our wonderful God is doing in your life.